Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me today. So grateful for you taking the time to study the Word of God. It's my honor to be able to go to God's Word and learn from Him. And I just hope and pray that that's what these podcasts are doing for you. You're learning to appreciate God's Word and what He has to say to you individually. We know that He's our true teacher through His Holy Spirit. And that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. Let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks again for another opportunity to study Your Word. We're learning so much about You and Your Son Jesus in this Gospel of John. And today, Lord, we make ourselves available to You to instruct us according to Your perfect truth. And Lord, we ask that You by Your Holy Spirit would guide us into that truth, and that You'd empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We bless You today, Father, and we give You thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Serving and Following Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 26. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "He that loves his life shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." And in chapter 12 and verse 26 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me," where we read, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." The verse reads, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be." John began with Jesus' words, "If any man serve me," which means whether any person, male or female, attends to, waits upon, and ministers to me, Jesus, let him follow me, or allow and permit that person to join and accompany me, Jesus. And where I am, which means, and the place and location that Jesus is in, there shall also my servant be. Or in that place or location, even so and indeed will Jesus' attendant, waiter, and minister exist. John shared how Jesus said the person who desires to attend and minister to him will accompany him, and the place where he is exist, they as servants shall exist too. The verse continues, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." John added Jesus' words, "If any man serve me," which means whether any person attends to, waits upon, and ministers to me, Jesus, him will my Father, or that person, whether male or female, will my, Jesus' heavenly Father God, honor, which means value, revere, and venerate. John shared how Jesus said when a person attends and ministers to Jesus, they will be venerated by his Father God. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus shared the benefits to following and ministering to him. Those who attend to Jesus will be where he is and be honored by God himself. God's desire is to have a personal relationship with every person through his Son Jesus. And when they surrender their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Those who are wise will seek to be where Jesus is and to receive the honor God the Father has promised to give them. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,